We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Hi, this is Richard Derwald. Many of you know me as Mr. Fitness. You know, a lot of people today say that 60 is the new 40, but this was especially not true in 1942.
To find out more, stay tuned to Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for some sun this afternoon with a breeze. Today's high 78. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 59. Plenty of sun tomorrow, Sunday's high 77. It'll be clear tomorrow night, low 59 again. Sunny Monday, the high on the 4th of July, 83. Unfortunately, cloudy skies Monday night, low 70. Cloudy with a thunderstorm Tuesday, high 77. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Sally Sherman.
Thanks, Sally. Fair skies, 74 degrees in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hey everybody, Linda Pellegrino back with you. Good morning. Hope you're having a wonderful morning so far. And as you know, we always kind of start the show with a fun fact, and I've got one for you. A nice quote I think you'll enjoy. Success is not to be measured by the position someone has reached in life, but the obstacles he has overcome while trying to succeed. And that was spoken by Booker T. Washington, and I thank him for that because that is a great quote. Success is not measured by the position someone has reached in life, but the obstacles he has to overcome while trying to succeed. And there you go. And with that, we're going to welcome in our guest, Paul Grandstaff. You have probably already met Paul if you heeded our advice and headed over to SAS Shoes, because Paul is the manager there. They're, of course, located at the corner of Main and Transit, Transitown Plaza. And if you have experienced the SAS experience, then you're smiling because your feet feel good. And from so many people who have contacted me saying, you know what? I went to that SAS. I'm feeling really good, especially, Paul, some of the people who went on our trip, our Rocky Mountaineer, showed me their footwear, and they said would not have left home without their SAS shoes. So we have a lot of converts out there. Good morning, and how are things going this summer?
Great. Linda, I was going to ask you, on your Canadian trip at in the Rockies, You were wearing our SAS shoes and orthotics, weren't you?
I certainly was, yes, me and a few others.
And I assume that you were able to exercise yourself on this wonderful excursion with comfort.
Absolutely. It was great. And again, just like our other travelers, would not have left home without them and didn't have to give my feet a second thought while we were traveling and visiting places like Banff and Vancouver and Calgary. And it was a pleasure. It really was.
Well, Linda, I think it's important for your listening audience to know that since 1976, SAS has been serving the public. We're basically a destination store where comfort begins. And we just have a simple formula: fine leather, quality materials, and close attention to detail when these shoes are made.
Mm-hmm.
And then we comprise it with a staff of foot-smart shoe fitters. So the bottom line is a step we take so yours are more comfortable. Now,
go ahead.
I want to say that warm weather is here right now, Linda, and at SAS and Route 5, we have the sandals needed to keep your knees covered for these warmer months coming up on us. So, again, all the top comfort and stylish sandals from SAS, Atrex, Finn Comfort, made in Germany, Nailk, and others are just a few of the brands we offer. We do offer a lot of SAS, but we have other brands that will meet the needs of our customers, Linda.
Yes, and let's remind everyone, what you sell are not orthopedic-looking shoes. They're beautiful, well-fitting shoes. And they are shoes and boots and sandals and heels and so many wonderful shoes for men and women. And once you are converted to SAS, you'll never want to go into a big box store again and buy something that was just basically made for the masses. You and Aaron Tallman, the owner, and your incredible staff, including Donna and Ron, they are so attentive to every customer that comes in. You almost have to say, wow, I mean, I'm really getting the treatment here. And then you look around and you find out everybody gets that treatment, because what's important to you is that you leave comfortably, maybe with your feet comfortable for the first time in years, because you really haven't been fitted correctly from the bottom right to the top, especially with your electronic fitting equipment, so you know exactly where people are holding their weight. And it's just a wonderful experience to see people put on a pair of shoes and actually smile.
A nice thing too, Linda, is the staff, and I'm glad you mentioned the other folks, because we're all a team here. I mean, if you take all the years that we've been doing this, you have about 140-some years of total collective experience, and we've seen it all. I think that's important for the public to know that. And we have the size and widths, from women's sizes 4 to 12, slims, which are triple A's, to 4E's, and men's sizes 6 to 17,
wow,
and slims to 6E widths. And that's why people come back here, because they can't get that breadth of size ranges.
Mm-hmm.
To cover the kind of feet that we get in the store. We just dealt with the Erie County Water Authority today, and they brought in 9 or 10 people, because he said this is a place to come where we can fit the needs of our people, because they're comfortable when you're through with us.
Right, and right next door at Route 5 Boots, you can fit people into boots who are still working in boots, and finally getting them into some comfortable footwear that they're going to be wearing 8-9 hours a day.
No question, Linda. Thank you for saying that, because we have people on their feet. They wear logger boots and other kinds of specific, you know, contractor boots, and they're on their feet sometimes 14 hours a day in all kinds of terrain. When we put them in the comfort orthotic and maybe do a couple treatments to the shoe, they feel like they're in heaven after we've gone through that process.
Yeah, and you know, I want to remind people, look, our feet change as we get older. We've been pregnant for the women. Our men, you know, they have gained some weight. They are on their feet working 30, 40 years. These are not the feet of 16-year-olds. We have to be proud that our feet have carried us all these years. So let's respect them a little bit, and let's put on our feet what they deserve so they can continue carrying us. A lot of our foot problems stem from bad footwear. When you see bunions and things like that, a lot of that is that because we were wearing too narrow a shoe or wearing a high heel and actually deforming, you know, the bottom of our foot. Some people have plantar fasciitis. They have to be careful with the weight on their heel. And again, if you just keep going back and looking for that mysterious comfortable shoe in the big box store, sometimes it feels good for the first 5 minutes. And then you get it home after spending a lot of money on those name brand shoes. And you say, you know what, just throw it in the closet. It's just not going to work. You need to get over to SAS. SAS has a whole store of wonderful shoes that will come to you as what you need. If you wear a size 10 triple wide, they have size 10 triple wide. Don't try to shove your foot into an 11 or into a 10 double wide. It's not going to work. Now, I have to ask you, Paul, you probably have heard from a lot of people who have come in time and time again because their feet are probably in better shape than they ever have been.
That's very true. Can I share a funny story with you, Linda?
Sure.
Another time, a lady came into our store, and she had everything wrong with her feet. I could have to fill up a legal pad with her feet, from bunions, hammer toes, arthritis, metatarsalgia, Morton's aroma, flat feet, and just a sciatic nerve conditions, which is very painful. And so I fit her in the correct shoes with the orthotic and did some modifications of the shoe. I said, but you know what, dear? The rest, you're going to have to seek medical attention. We can only do so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we solved half her problem. The other kind will lead to the right people. I thought that was an interesting story.
Yes, and let's talk about the variety of footwear plus socks, et cetera. I actually was able to get socks for cycling, and one is actually a left foot sock and a right foot sock. Didn't even know they made things like that.
Oh, yeah, we even have socks for plantar fasciitis.
Amazing.
On top of the orthotic and the right shoe to give you the complete comfort you need when you're suffering from that problem, that issue.
Now, Paul, you are open Monday through Saturday. So today, as we're speaking, if this is a Saturday show, and I think it is, what time are you open till a weekdays and on Saturday?
Okay, we're open Monday, Friday from 10 o'clock to 5,
mm-hmm.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 10 o'clock to 6.
Okay.
And then Saturday is our short day, 10 to 4, and we're closed on Sundays.
Okay, so if you're hearing us on a Saturday, it's 10 to 4. So you still have
Correct.
Plenty of time to get over there for today. I know you just got done pretty much with your end of winter sale, your winter clearance sale, but I know you have so many shoes coming in. And again, we want to stress the sandals, too, because you have such attractive sandals. You don't have to think, oh, no, I've had such great luck with my closed shoes all winter. Now I'm going into sandals and I'm going to be stuck again. No, because over at SAS, you have a lot of beautiful sandals.
If I could add one footnote, no pun intended, Linda. We have sandals that actually feel like sneakers and can accommodate a customer orthotic.
Oh, wow.
So in other words, we could take the footbed out, put the orthotic in there, and they can have the best of both worlds.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. We're talking about, folks, orthotics and well-made footwear. And again, it's important to a lot of people to know, when we say well-made footwear, it's made in the USA. Not a lot of companies do it anymore, but the ones that do it supply SAS. They've got incredible shoes, very, very well-made shoes. They're not going to fall apart. They're not made over in China and shipped over here for, you know, I mean, even look at it this way. When you're buying things from China, they're a smaller people than we are. So I'm not sure the sizes actually equate to what we wear. If you wear a size 12 dress, ladies, and the dress was made in China, you may be finding yourself buying a 14 because it's a smaller cut. Same thing that can happen with shoes, but the SAS shoes and all the other brands that SAS have are made in America. So you can be sure if you wear a 9, a 9B, they're going to have a 9B. But what's really nice, Paul, is that you make sure you fit people correctly. How many people come in thinking they're one size and they're actually another size?
Oh, it's amazing. I could tell you stories, but we don't have enough time. People have been misfitted for a long time, and they're crammed in the shoes that they have no business wearing. And in the old days, we used to have a routine many, many decades ago where a woman says, I'm an absolute 6E, even though she's a 7.5. So we would get a special type of a chemical would take off the size in the shoe, and I'd write it in for her. So we got her the right shoe, but we put that down for her satisfaction.
Oh, so you can still wear a 6 if you feel you're a 6.
So we put her in the right shoe, but we just placated her with that situation.
Yeah, I see more and more people leave with not just one pair, but two or three pairs. This way you are ready for the season. We want to remind everyone we're speaking with Paul Grandstaff. He's as nice as everybody on staff there. He's the manager of SAS Shoes. You pass them all the time because they're on the corner of Main and Transit, right in Transit Town Plaza, right next to Planet Fitness. You can't miss it. They're right on the corner, and right behind them, right on the Main Street side, is Route 5 Boots. So you can go from one store to the other depending on what you need. So you go in, you take your time, you're going to meet Aaron, Paul, Donna, Ron, all these wonderful people, and what they're going to do is fit you into the best shoes you've ever had in your life. You're going to walk out smiling like all the other SAS customers saying, I had no idea. I know it because I hear it from other people who hear us on the radio and say, I went in, I tried it, I love it. SAS Shoes, everybody. Tell them you heard it on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all. From junk to fine art, whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Hey, everybody. Once again, Linda Pellegrino here with you on Senior Radio Buffalo. Welcome in. Hope you're having the beginning of a great weekend. And you know what? The weekends are great if you're feeling good and if you're out of pain. And let's just say your hands are now the focus of pain. You know, sometimes you don't realize it, but arthritis is creeping in, maybe a little carpal tunnel, maybe a little trigger finger. And all of a sudden, you're just like, you know, you're always shaking out your hands saying, what is wrong? You know, everything was fine. And now all of a sudden my hands are bothering me. Well, you'll be happy to know there's plenty of great fixes for hands if you see the right person. And the right person happens to be Dr. Joe Masana, who is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hand surgery. It doesn't mean you need surgery all the time, but by all means, Dr. Joe is certainly an expert when it comes to our hands and can diagnose and give you the proper treatment. So first of all, good morning, Dr. Joe Masana. Nice to have you back on the show.
Good morning, and thank you again for having me.
Well, thank you. You're responsible for the good health of our 10 digits at the end of both arms. Let's talk about the first one we run down to first, and that's our thumbs. What sometimes are our thumbs coming to you with? What are some thumb issues?
The most common thumb issue I see is thumb arthritis. which again, unfortunately, you know, we're using our hands more and more these days, especially with things like cell phones, tablets. And as a result, people are just having more thumb pain, arthritis, and we're seeing it earlier on, unfortunately. Good news is, again, there are a lot of different things we can do to help you with this problem. People often start noticing that they're having more trouble opening jars, pinching things, opening doors, because they just can't grip them as well as they used to be able. And a lot of times that isn't necessarily due to weakness, but it's more due to some limitations because of the pain they're experiencing, which can lead to weakness over time. And the treatment can be as simple as seeing a therapist and learning new ways to use your thumb without putting too much pressure there. There are various different types of braces that we can use to try to give you relief. Steroid injections work great for most people and can put off surgery for a good period of time. And then ultimately, if it gets to the point where people are too limited, they don't want to deal with the shots or braces anymore, there's a surgical option that we can do that has great results and tends to get people pain-free.
Mm. This is Dr. Joe Masana, an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hand surgery in our area from Catholic Medical Partners. Just want you to know his number is 716-204-1101. That's 716-204-1101. And if you're looking to log on, you can go to trinitymedicalwny.org. And I'll have that again for you for another reason. Let me ask you this, Dr. Masana. Is arthritis genetic? If our parents had it and their grandparents had it, do we get it?
So there are certain types of arthritis which can be genetic. Certain autoimmune diseases can have some genetic components to them. But as far as I know, I haven't seen any significant evidence that points to, you know, if your parents have arthritis, then you are more likely to get arthritis.
Let me also ask you this. I always hear about women watching their bones and osteoporosis and osteopenia. Do men have that problem as well?
It is can be a problem in men, but it is less so a problem in men than it is in women. And it's mainly for two reasons. One of the big reasons is the hormonal difference between men and women. And then the other reason is men just tend to be larger. And as a result, they have more stores of minerals in their bones. So as those deplete, they still end up having more. And as a result, don't get as bad osteoporosis or osteopenia.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, what might happen is that we might slip and fall, certainly in the fall and in the winter. But if we're outside more, it doesn't take much to push you off balance and you go down. Normally, you know, when you were a kid, you'd pop right back up again. But maybe because your bones have become more brittle, all of a sudden, you know, you're suffering. You realize you have a break in your hand. Let me ask you a question. From one who has never had a broken bone in my hand, how do you know when you have a broken bone? What does it feel like?
So as someone who hasn't broken a bone in 25 years, I can't tell you from personal experience, but a lot of patients tell me, you know, they'll feel a pop, they'll feel a crack, and then with attempted movement in the area where the bone is broken, it causes significant discomfort. If the bone is really broken, you will notice a visual deformity. And you'll just know that things aren't right. But very honestly, our bodies are just good at telling us when something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people, listen to your body. If you think something's wrong, worst case scenario, you come see me and I tell you you're doing well and come back if you need me. And usually those visits are much more pleasant than the person who let something go for a month or two. And now we're talking about much more complicated treatment options.
Right, and that's why you say if you think that there's something wrong, come on in, because the fix is so much easier if it's something that you're noticing instead of something that you have had for years and years. I also asked about the broken bone because a lot of people will tell you, well, if you can't move it, it's broken. If you can move it, it's not broken. That's not necessarily true.
No, not at all. I see people who range from not being able to move not only that bone, but, you know, a whole lot of bones in the area. And a lot of times that's just due to swelling and pain to people who have had multiple broken bones they didn't know about, and, you know, as a result, they just haven't healed as well as they could have.
Mm-hmm. Also want people to know that as an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hand surgery, you can do wonders these days with carpal tunnel syndrome. Some people have it in both hands.
Yeah, it is not uncommon for people to have carpal tunnel syndrome in both hands. And again, it's just that over time, that nerve tends to get compressed. And as we get older, our nerves are less resilient than they were when we're younger. And they just can't stand up to the abuse we put on them. And again, there are just so many people who say, I wish I had this done sooner, or I wish I would have known how, you know, easy this would have been, or how simple it would have been. And just generally very happy with the results.
I spoke to a listener who had terrible carpal tunnel pain in both hands and continues to live with it where he can't even sleep at night. And doctor, I just wish I could take everybody to your office, because the fix for carpal tunnel is easy. It's literally painless for the patient. The healing is quick. And to think that you never have that pain again, it's amazing. I don't know why, what the problem is with getting people to the doctor to get that carpal tunnel cured.
Yeah, I think it's just everyone kind of looks at things differently. And there's a lot of people who say, I can live with this, so I will. Whereas my thought process is, if we can make it better for you, I'm more than happy to do that.
Absolutely. My feeling is there's enough things on our plate. Let's get rid of the things that we can get rid of, and and just be rid of those completely and move on. And carpal tunnel can be one of those. But arthritis for your hands breaks as a result of falls. Dr. Joe Masana sees it all. There are surgical and certainly non-surgical options like injections and physical therapy, and as a last resort, surgery. But it's sure nice to know that if you need it, you can get great surgery. But you won't know until you go and ask the doc. And what's nice, doctor, is that you have a free hand referral clinic every Monday and Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, it's been great because, like I said, there have been patients who, you know, have called other places or tried to get in to see people, and they're being told after an injury it's going to be a couple of weeks and there's no appointments available. So we thought that we would try to help out and provide a couple of availabilities on that Monday and Thursday afternoon for people who need them, people who have acute issues, people who just want to be seen, so that we can try to do what we can to help them out.
Exactly. Dr. Joe Masana from Catholic Medical Partners from TrinityMedicalWNY.org. If you'd like more information, give them a call at 716-204-1101. That's 716-204-1101. And say, hey, I heard you on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Erie County unveiling the proposed footprint for the new Bill Stadium. It's part of an environmental review acquired by the state that is now underway. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkar says parking could become a temporary issue once construction on the new stadium begins.
The Bills are going to play at the current stadium until this new one is opened, and then once the new one's open, they will be tearing down the old one. So there will be a reduction in parking during that first year or so. And then once the old stadium is torn down, it will be converted into parking and it'll balance itself out.
Polenkar says the new stadium will use existing parking lots and the grass field of the SUNY Erie campus. That land will be transferred to the state, which will own the new stadium. A special session in the state legislature. Governor Hochul says the move to enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution is necessary to ward off potential new guidelines coming out of Washington. The legislature also working on a gun safety law that would name the so-called safety zones allowed under the new Supreme Court directives where concealed carry guns would be forbidden. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
When I was a young boy growing up in Buffalo, New York, I was probably 5 or 6 years old. I used to ride my tricycle up and down the sidewalk and down in the neighborhood. And as one house I went by every day, and there was an older gentleman sitting up there. I think he was in a rocking chair. I'm not exactly sure, but I'd drive by every day. And he would smile and he'd wave, and I would smile and I'd wave back. And this went on every single day. And I started to think to myself, you know, he's in the chair. He seems like a real nice guy, but I've never seen him walk around the porch. I've never even seen him stand up. And I was a little concerned about that. So I went home and I asked my mother. I says, Mom, the fellow down the street. She goes, yeah. I says, I've never seen him walk around. I'm a little bit worried about him. I've never even seen him stand up. Is there something wrong with him? She goes, honey, you've got to remember, he's an elderly gentleman. He's probably over 60 years old. And I thought to myself, is this what we can expect after 60? Incredibly, some people still believe that reaching age 60 tends to mark the beginning of the end, when in fact, age 60 can mark the beginning of the best phase of your life. But that's up to you.
You've got the power.
That's right, you've got the power. I was recently talking with the executive producer of Senior Radio Buffalo, Joe Donesco, and my good friend, Phyllis Gorski, the publisher of After 50 magazine. We all provide the information to make you feel better, to make you look better, and to make you be better. And that's what this show is all about.
You've got the power.
Hi again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you this weekend here on Senior Radio Buffalo. It has been so awesome to come on out and talk with people. We're visiting over in senior centers. In fact, if you'd like to talk with us here on Senior Radio, maybe you'd like me to come on out. We can talk about my experiences in broadcasting. All you got to do is let us know over here by either our Facebook Senior Radio page or get in touch with us. And by all means, we can come to you. I think that would be fun. Couple of fun facts before we start our very interesting segment. And here we go. These are animal facts for you. Did you know, which is not good, fleas can jump 350 times its body length. Yeah, if you've ever seen that, it's amazing. If you ever see a pet, you see a flea, like, oh, it's just a crazy thing. They can jump 350 times its body length. Hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards. Starfish do not have a brain. Isn't that fun? Isn't that interesting? Starfish do not have a brain. Slugs, on the other hand, have four noses. Did you know only female mosquitoes bite? And polar bears, guess what? Underneath that hair, polar bear skin is black. And the only mammal capable of flight is the bat. Just a few animal facts to get you going this morning. Kind of make your brain go, And you know, your brain will go, again when we check in with our wonderful guest this morning, Lindy Korn, who is with, of course, Lindy Korn, her law office, which has been around for a long time. Lindy has been practicing law over 40 years, keeping discrimination in check, religious discrimination, sex discrimination. And we have Lindy with us this morning with another interesting, this is actually a very, very interesting case, Lindy, that we're talking about, and this is going on right now, and the title on this is Planned Parenthood Can't Narrow Jewish Workers' Bias Suit. So first of all, good morning to you and welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
Yeah, so let me just give everybody a quick overview. A New York federal court refused to grant Planned Parenthood's request to pare down a Jewish former employee's lawsuit alleging she was fired for flagging microaggressions about Jewish people, ruling that she made a strong enough case for retaliation to survive a dismissal bid. Because apparently, I think she was ultimately fired for probably starting this. So it sounds like a retaliation case, Lindy.
Yes, and of course, retaliation is the real core of retaliation is, you know, would this dissuade somebody from making a claim of discrimination or a complaint? And usually the answer seems clear to the person who was punished. And in this case, the plaintiff here was trying to, within the Planned Parenthood organization, was developing a resource group for Jewish clients. And in the lawsuit, she said that she filed an amended complaint showing that the firing happened close after she reported the anti-Semitic comments to the company's vice president of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So here she goes to report to the group that is, you know, diversity and equity and inclusion, and indeed she gets fired very closely thereafter. So in other words, the idea is that, you know, if she hadn't complained, she'd still have her job. But she said that there were comments. She dealt with comments from her supervisor, and that's important because the supervisor has different responsibilities in regards to reporting discrimination. So the supervisor, she reported and the comments from her supervisor that she did not want an old Jewish woman running a multicultural department and that there were too many white Jewish CEOs and that it was time to get them out. Mm. So that was the comment that the plaintiff was complaining about. And it kind of is surprising that this would happen as a part of Planned Parenthood. But then again, it's an employer like any other place. And she was seeking to form an employee resource group for Jewish employees in the not-for-profit organization. So that's the context of this complaint. And, you know, many times cases get dismissed. It's not easy to have a discrimination case or a retaliation case. So I think that's why this case and these facts are notable. I think those comments are direct evidence of discriminatory comments.
Mm. And unfortunately for her, she was fired. And I don't know, obviously, she has a case, but will she get her job back? I don't know. You can win the battle and lose the war, you know?
Well, I think usually, from my experience over the past 43 years, once somebody takes an adverse action, like a termination, because you complained, it's not a place that you should be spending any more time.
Right.
And most people don't really trust the environment.
Yes.
Or the supervisors or the management, and they go on someplace else to have a good career. But I think what's important here is that the plaintiff sent multiple emails to the diversity, equity, and inclusion vice president, letting him know about these microaggressions towards Jewish people that she had noticed, and then she was fired at the end of the month. So there's something called temporal proximity, mm-hmm. which means that if you complain and then in a short period of time you have an adverse action, here the termination, that's what makes a good retaliation claim.
Mm, very interesting. We're speaking with Lindy Korn, her phone number. She, of course, is a noted local attorney who specializes and discrimination suits and these kinds of things. Her phone number is 716-856-CORN with a K, 856-K-O-R-N, if you would rather go ahead and get her, get in touch with her that way. Now, Lindy, this seems interesting because we want to let people know you also, a big part of your practice is mediation. And this could easily have gone into mediation. How differently might that have been handled?
Well, it still could. I don't know exactly what stage it's at, but even when you're in litigation, you can still go to mediation.
Oh, I didn't know
that. There are many programs in most federal district courts. But I did want to tell you one of the reasons why this case maybe should go to mediation or not. But there were other comments. She heard the DEI vice president refer to Orthodox Jewish women as birthing factories.
Yeah, I saw that.
And when she attempted to form this Jewish resource group, the DEI president shot down her request. So the point is, again, it's another direct evidence of a discriminatory comment, and I think that's quite offensive. But so for the reputation of the organization, and probably the plaintiff doesn't want to spend the next 5 years litigating, I think that this case could be a case where there is a joint interest in doing something sooner for certain and then moving on. But I think we also have to realize that we're still seeing workplaces who actually say these things, and if they say them about Jews, they'll say them about anybody else. So it's kind of shocking that people feel comfortable to espouse these comments, and I find it hateful and disgusting.
Absolutely, and you know, you wouldn't expect that from an agency like Planned Parenthood. You know, to me, they seem very, very liberal, you know what I mean, obviously because of what it is they do. And to find out that they're actually working like that and speaking like that to their workers really, really is shocking.
Yes. I mean, you know, I think that what we're seeing in our country is that people feel very comfortable making direct discriminatory comments about people's ethnicity, culture, race, national origin, religion, disability, and I don't know, maybe they're getting out frustrations from their being, but it's prevalent, and, you know, if a diversity, equity, and inclusion vice president doesn't think this is a problem,
right,
then I don't know what to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is, I mean, you would think in 2022, we're becoming more aware of people's differences and accepting, you know, of their differences and moving forward, you know, as a group. And that's obviously just not what's happening. And it just seems like you can't be serious. You know, you want to look at something like this and it's like, really? You know, this, and yet this is a current case. You know, this is happening right
yes.
now. So
yes.
again, if you are finding out that you are the person who situations like this where you're finding behavior like this is pointing at you, you definitely need to call someone like Lindy Korn and get her on your side. Lindy's like a holistic lawyer. She has handled age discrimination, sex discrimination, religious discrimination. And again, she finds that there are ways to go. You can go mediation or, you know, if you don't want to end up in the courtroom, because the whole idea is to get through it and to come out a whole person. And Lindy, it's just interesting how many things cross your desk these days. Now, this isn't particularly your case, but you see this all the time.
Yes, and I just wanted to make it very clear that litigation, oftentimes mediation doesn't happen until you litigate.
Oh.
I mean, it can happen pre-litigation, but you can do both. And, you know, so I'm a litigator and I am a mediator, and I also take my clients as their advocate to mediation as often as I can. Sometimes people in business like to keep control over their business, their profits, their losses, their embarrassments. And people, individuals who've been discriminated against, often also want privacy about how their case is being handled, about the results. And so oftentimes there are joint interests in going to mediation, even after you have filed in state court or federal court or in an administrative agency like the New York State Division of Human Rights or the EEOC. So there's no wrong time to mediate or litigate, and they can happen together.
Absolutely. And we're speaking with Lindy Korn this morning. She's a local attorney, lindykorn.com, if you need her services, litigator and mediator. And once again, her phone number is 856-KORN with a K, 856-KORN. Lindy Korn, she's the best, and she's here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. I want to say a special shout out to everybody we saw in Clarence the other day. It was wonderful. They were having kind of a wellness fair, and we saw hundreds of our listeners, and we thank you for all your wonderful comments about how the show is helping you, and that's what it's all about. We also have fun on this show, and I like to also reveal kind of a fun science fact of the day. Get this. Both male and female butterflies have taste receptors on their feet. These taste receptors help them locate their host plants and find food. A female butterfly will also land on different plants and drum the leaves with her feet. Spines on the back of her legs have chemoreceptors that detect the right match of plant chemicals. When she finds a match, she knows where to lay her eggs. You know, we think bugs are dumb. And I'm telling you, interesting, just interesting, the kinds of things that they are supplied with to keep their species going. Anyway, kind of fun to listen to. Also, what's interesting to listen to is legal news that can help you today. And when we turn to the Stamm Law Firm and their family of attorneys, we're talking about a group of educated people who can help you today. They get a lot of questions, folks, because they specialize in so many things. And right now, we've got Brad Stamm, Brian Stamm, Amanda Townsend, and Elisa Rossler standing by. And let me tell you, these folks really know what they're talking about when it comes to estate planning and things like protecting a house, right? I mean, they get a lot of questions about that. So good morning, folks. Nice to have you with us.
Morning, Linda. How are you today?
Good, thank you. So tell us what we mean when we're talking about protecting a house.
Well, Linda, when we talk about protecting a house, we're talking about protecting that home for your future heirs. So that if something were to happen and you were to go into a nursing home, Medicaid can't place a lien against that house, and we're ultimately saving that house as an inheritance to your loved one.
Now, do you need a certain legal form for that to happen?
Yeah, Linda, it's called a life estate deed. And, you know, Linda, this is so important in the Western New York community. What we're finding is people really love their home that they've lived in a long time, and they want their kids to get it. One of them maybe wants to move in, or at least let them have it and they can sell it. So it's called a life estate deed, and it gives the person the ability to stay in the home until they pass away, or if they go to a nursing home, like Elisa said, they can't attach it with a lien because they've done that planning ahead of time.
So a lot of people who may be listening to this will think automatically, if something happens to me, my kids will get my house. Not necessarily. That's important to know.
That's true, Linda. And, you know, in addition to the life estate deed that my brother mentioned, there's trust that we can do to protect these houses. Elisa does these trusts every single day of her life because the house is super, super important to people. And it sometimes it's their largest asset, let's be honest.
Well, let me ask this. Let's say we're down to one surviving person in the house, okay? And maybe you're starting to notice that your health isn't what it should be, and you really don't know about the future. Would that be the perfect time to come in and get this on paper?
I would say absolutely, but even so, you should be thinking about it before it gets to that point, because as Elisa stated, you can set it up ahead of time so that your home as one of your assets is protected in the event that you have to go into a nursing home. You know, no one plans to do that, and nobody really wants that to happen, but, you know, the reality is that it could. So if you can set this up ahead of time, it protects the home for your heirs. But in addition to that, putting your home into a life estate deed also takes it out of probate, which means that your family, upon your passing, will automatically own your home without having to do any further legal work.
Wow, that's huge. There's a reason right there. Now, folks, I want to talk to you about, I know your basic three covers power of attorney, will, and healthcare proxy, but there are, I understand there are now versions of a power of attorney, and it's very important that you get the right one.
Linda, I'm going to say unfortunately, because it's unfair to clients. I've had clients bring in what they thought were valid power of attorney documents, thinking that they were done properly and executed correctly, and it's sad for me to tell them that they're not. They're not only documents that are conflicting, and I don't know whether people are piecing these things together, or they're taking stuff off the internet, and they're using other states by accident or what have you. But people need to understand that there was a power of attorney document that's consistent throughout New York State as of 2021, I think June, right? And that's the one that should be used, and it's very comprehensive. And it's very protective because we use these powers of attorney to protect assets, very expensive assets, and sometimes we use it to strategize, to save money. A few minutes ago, Elisa talked about Medicaid and the nursing homes. If you don't have the right power of attorney, you will not be able to take advantage of the strategies that we use to protect assets. Could you imagine how sad that would be if I have to tell a family, I can't help you because you don't have the right documents?
You know, I'm thinking right now there are people who are listening to this segment who are saying to themselves, well, I know I've got the right documents. Some of these people may have the wrong ones. How would you know?
Well, Linda, that's pretty easy for us to review when when they come in for a consultation, I take a look at all the prior documents that people have, and sometimes they are enough, but sometimes there's minor tweaks that we have to do to make sure that they're sufficient as of the law today. And in addition to that, too, with the five-year look back, it's better to do things now than to wait until an event happens, because once an event happens, all of a sudden, we may not have that 5 years to work with, and we can absolutely protect more when we have more time to work with.
You know, that's just a great reminder for people. If you haven't been in to see your attorney, if you haven't made that appointment to see the stamps and have your legal documents looked at, okay, and it's been a few years, it really is worth it to go in and do it. I'll give you a case in point. My father had gotten sick first. Now my mother is sick, but they assured us all of their legal documents were in order. Well, my dad passed, and my sister went to the attorney. She went to a third attorney because the attorney who worked on their papers passed away and closed the office. Well, they went and they finally had everything looked at, and guess what? There were certain documents my parents never signed. They did them, but when they got mailed to them, they never signed them. So you can imagine what had to happen all over again because they weren't diligent. Being diligent on these things keeps you in control of what your wishes are, whether they're down the road for you, if you're in the hospital, or even after you pass. And that's the biggest problem with aging for a lot of people, is losing that sense of control. And folks, it just doesn't have to happen. You can have people sleeping well at night by making sure all of these documents, the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted.
Planning is the key, Linda, absolutely. We say it in our advertising because we're trying to be informational to people. Plan, plan, plan. You can never plan too early. And the planning can be in stages based on your age or your place in life. But planning is the key. Don't delay it. I know it's not easy to talk about. Who wants to talk about their death, mm-hmm. right? It's hard. But as my brother and I talk about, it's hard, but it has to get done because you're, dare I say, you're doing your family a disservice by not planning. Try to avoid it. Doesn't help anybody in the end.
Absolutely. It only gets more complicated. Look, folks, whether it's estate planning, trust work, Medicaid, the basic three, power of attorney, will, and healthcare proxy, the Stamm Law Firm is on your side. They have enough attorneys with experience in so many fields. All you have to do is go to them. 631-5767, Stamm, Stamm Law Firm. Make that stammlaw.com with offices in Williamsville and Clarence. And you tell them, Linda Pellegrino said we should go. And we listened to her on Senior Radio Buffalo.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life.
To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls. An Odyssey station.
From ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. Following the landmark Supreme Court decision reversing Roe v. Wade, abortion services have nearly ceased in 12 states. 26 states in total are expected.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.